Today's shir is Masechta Ma'akotin, Daf Chaf Aleph. We will begin on Daf Chaf Amud Beis at the bottom of the Amud, three lines from the bottom. At the end of yesterday's shir, we were discussing the halachas of somebody who loses a relative, not a relative for whom the Torah requires sitting shiva, but in a relative who is sitting shiva lost a relative who for once somebody would have to sit shiva. The example we spoke about was somebody who lost a grandson, and his son, therefore, unfortunately, is sitting shiva. What is the halacha regarding the grandfather sitting shiva or participating in the avelus? Says the Gemara, Amem is shachal abar berei, Amem's grandson was nifter. Karalei, he ripped kriya. Asa berei, and his son then arrived, and Karab Ape, and a Mamer ripped Kriya another time. Itka, the Miyoshev Karab, and then a Mamer remembered that when he had ripped the Kriya, he had done so while sitting. Kam Kara Mu'mad. So he ripped Kriya a third time. So the simple way of understanding the Gemara is Machlokes Rishonim, how to learn this Gemara. The simple pshat is that a Mamer's first time that he ripped Kriya was not in front of his son, and therefore he felt that that Kriya was not a correct Kriya. The second Kriya was when his son was there. So since his son was there, now it was a proper Kriya, and that's why he ripped Kriya again. But then he realized that he did it while he was sitting, and that's why he ripped Kriya a third time. However, there are Rishonim that disagree, and they say that the first Kriya that was done when his son wasn't there, there is no issue with doing Kriya when the son is not there. And therefore, they explain that there were only two Kriyas done. When his son arrived, he ripped Kriya the first time, but he did so while he was sitting. And then, because he realized that he did the Kriya while he was sitting, he did the Kriya a second time, because Kriya has to be performed standing. Says the Gemara, Amrei Rav Ashi Lameima. So Rav Ashi said to Lameima, Kriya de Mu'mad Manolon. Where do you say, from where do you know, that Kriya has to be done while standing? The Pasuk says regarding Iyov. And to give a background, the beginning of Seifi Iyov teaches us that Iyov, the pasuk calls Tam v'yosha v'yorei shemayim. He was an extremely straight whole person who was a yorei shemayim. He was a wealthy person, and he was a baal tzedaka, and he gave, and he had children. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu, one day, Kaviyachol, was telling the Satan, do you see anybody who has as great as Iyov in all of his, in the way he behaves? And the Satan said to him, the reason he's so good is because he's so successful. Let's see how he would be if he were not so successful. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Satan permission to do whatever he felt to Iyov, but not touch Iyov himself. The Satan came and made that Iyov should lose his money, his children should die, and Iyov remained firm in his Yerushalayim. When the Satan comes back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you see, Iyov passed the test. Satan told him, the test is not considered a full-fledged test until you don't test him himself. So let's see what would happen then. HaKadosh Baruch Hu therefore gave the Satan then permission to the Satan to cause Iyov to suffer, but not die. And the Satan brought on Iyov terrible Yisurim. And then the Sefer Iyov ends, Vashem Birech as Achris Iyov Merishesai. The Kadosh Baruch Hu blessed Iyov that he ended up with that he lived 140 years, and he had children, great children, great great grandchildren. And the pasuk says, when Eiv lost his children, the ksiv v'yakim Eiv v'yikres me'ilai. And Eiv got up and stood up to rip his Eiv. Elame'ata, says the Gemara. So if we're saying that since the pasuk says that he was standing, so the pasuk says when if somebody, Rahman Slan, is nifter without children, and his wife either has to get chalitza or yibam, the Torah, in describing the chalitza process, says v'avad v'omar lechavchatzti lekachta. The brother gets up and says, I refuse to marry this woman. So are we going to say hachinami that it has to, that chalitza must be performed while standing? Ask the Gemara of Atanya, doesn't the Braisa teach us that chalitza may be performed ben yoshe, ben oimid, ben moita, standing, sitting? Amalei, hasam like siv v'yamid v'yikra. The pasuk says that, it doesn't say that he specifically, the pasuk doesn't specifically instruct him to get up. Hachiksiv, whereas here it says v'yakam v'yikra, that he could do it, he got up to rip kriya. Although we're learning now that one could perform kriya, could perform chalitza while sitting, there is a machlokes rishonim if one shall chatchila be standing by chalitza. The Rambam's opinion is that even lechatchila there is no requirement to stand by chalitza. Other rishonim say that the pasuk does say v'amad, and therefore they say the lechatchila, the kriya should be performed, the chalitza should be performed while one is standing. Amar Rami Bachama, Menayel Kriya Shomad, how do we know that kriya should be done standing? Shenema v'yakam if v'yikra. Ask the Gemara, v'dilma, milsi yaser to David. Why is this compelling proof, asked the Gemara, that kriya has to be performed while standing? Maybe what Eiv did is something that wasn't required. And the Gemara says, "Dilei tem hachi." If we won't say so, the pasuk says, "V'yogis es roishay, v'yitlo es sar roishay." Hachi nami. Are we going to say that every Eiv, every Ovel is required to do so? So Rashi explains what happened, that there's no requirement to do gziz es sar, to rip out one hair, but the question that the Mefarshim ask is actually just the opposite. The Torah says that when somebody Rechman Slan is an Eiv, Ovel, lo yikruchu karcham b'roisham. So the question is, how did Eiv even do so? Not just that it's not an extra, it's also to do. So the Malbim explains, when the Torah says, lo yikruchu karcham b'roisham, he says, is only by a velus of losing a relative. Eiv did this when he lost his money. By losing money, there is no such requirement. The Nezer HaKodesh answers that when we're going to learn the Mitzvah Shem, the sugyas that teach us that one is not allowed to cut, tear out his hair, there's a certain shear, there's only a certain size that you're not allowed to do so. What Eiv did is Eiv ripped out less than what was usur. So we see from here, asked the Gemara, that Eiv did things by his avelis, which might have been more than everyone else. Where do we see a raya that anyone else has, that one has to do so and get up for the kriya? El mahocha. The pasuk says, when David HaMelech became informed about the death of his son, the pasuk says, and again, to give the historical background, the Avshalom ben David had a sister, they shared a mother, whose name was Tamar. Amnon ben David, a different son of David, violated that woman, and Avshalom killed him. Avshalom killed him, and ran away. When everybody saw what Avshalom had done, they all ran away, and David got the news that Avshalom had killed Amnon. And the pasuk says, "V'yakam Hamelach v'yikra es begodav." So again, we see that you have to get up when you rip Kriya? Ask the Gemara again. V'dilma, Yossi Yisair Tavit, maybe David did more than what the halacha requires. Dilai Tei Mahacha. The Pasuk says there, also regarding what David did at that time. V'yishkav Arza, says the Gemara, Hachinami, we're going to say that a person has to sit on the floor, on the ground. V'tanya Gabamita, that the Yoshin Agabamita, the oven sleeps on a bed. Agaba Kise, Agaba Adoni. Any type of low standing object. Gdoyle Makulan, Amru, Afila Gabakar, Kuloyotzi de Chavasoi. Vam Reb Yochanan, Lakaim Din Kfis Amita. That there's a din of Kfis Amita we've spoken about previously. And if you lay on the ground, you're not Mekayim that mitzvah. So we see that David and Melech did different than what the halacha means. Elo, how must we say, Ke'en Arza? And therefore, you don't have a raya that David and Melech did Milsi Yiserta. Tarabon, El Dvarim Sh'Avel Osabahem. The following things an Avel may not do while he's sitting Shiva. Osabah Melecha, he may not do work. Brachitzi, may not wash himself. Washing entire body is usur, even with cold water, hot water, even pun of yad of raglav are usur. Besicha, smearing yourself, tashmish relations, benilas, a sandal wearing shoes, vasa likras b'tayr b'nevim b'ksuvim, lishdois b'mishna, b'medrish, b'alocha, b'shas, b'agadus. He's not allowed to learn any of these things. V'mhayu rabim tzrichim loy, but if there are many people who need his Torah, Ein a nimna. It says the Gemara Maisa meis benoish Rabbi Yosi Mitzipuri. And in fact, there was once an episode where Rabbi Yosi's son in Tzipuri passed away. V'nichnas l'beis ha-medrash, and he went into the yeshiva v'darish kolayim kuloy, and he learned Torah all day long. Taisa says that there are things that are missing from this list, as we've learned in our Masechta, kfiyas hamita v'atifas harosh. And Taisa says the reason that they're not mentioned in this list is because everything that was mentioned in this list were different activities that an Ovel may not do. What an Ovel is obligated to do was not mentioned in this list. The din of tefillin and she'elah shalom are also not mentioned in this list because, as we're going to learn, the din of tefillin and she'elah shalom are not consistent for the entire 7 days of Shiva. Washing one's clothing was not mentioned because that's in the category of rechitza. Taisus also comments that the reason we don't do atifas harosh, covering our head nowadays, is that in our places that doesn't really mean anything and therefore we don't do it. Here it says, for us a likros b'taira. But the Rishonim point out that even though one is not supposed to learn taira, the are allowed to learn Dvarim Haroyim, things like we learn on Tisha B'Av. And there's a Machloikus Rishonim. Tosfos quotes that Rabbeinu Yaakov originally said that an Ovel should not even learn that during when he's sitting Shiva. And then Tosfos says that at the end he did learn these things when he was an Ovel. The Meiri says that when we're learning that a novel's not allowed to learn, it means the novel's not allowed to sit down and try to study and understand Torah. But when he's learning Svarim that will cause him to do tshuva, that will, on the contrary, may be done. Again, there is Rishonim that want to distinguish between the first day of Shiva and the other days of Shiva. The Shalos Tshuvos, Yehuda Yala, says that an novel is also to say Tehillim. And the Bricka Yosef says that he once went to visit somebody who was sitting Shiva, and he saw him learning Hilchas Avelis. And he says that not only was this Ovel learning Hilchas Avelis, but he was really into it. He was studying it and saying Chidushim, and he says that that's not what one is obligated to do on during the Avelis, even if you're allowed to learn, as we're learning, Dvarim Haroim, it's not in the regular form of learning. In fact, there are Achroinim that discuss that maybe an Ovel is really potter from Talmud Torah. Ovel is allowed to learn Torah, but he's not mechuyev to learn Torah. There are many other opinions regarding the subject of what an Ovel is allowed to do and what he's not allowed to do. The Chacham Tzvi discusses that an Ovel who constantly learns Mishnayis Baal Peh says one is not allowed to learn Shnayis Baal Peh while he's an Ovel. He has a discussion if Shabbos during the Avelis, that would be mutter. There's a famous word from the Ragged Shover. The Ragged Shover said that when he was an Ovel, he was allowed to learn. Because just like we've learned, he said, in our Gemaras more than once, that a person where it's a question of sakana, he quoted, the Gemara says, that Mishesh loy chatotin b'roishoy, if somebody has some sort of a wound on his head, the halacha is that he could do what he has to do while he's sitting shiva. So too, he says, if I will not learn during the days of Avelis, it's something that I can't survive. And the Torah doesn't ask us that when somebody is experiencing shiva, that he should put himself into sakana. There's a kliyoker. The kliyoker says that Esav said regarding Yaakov Avinu, Yikrave Yimei Ovel Avi, the days when my father will pass away, Vaharga, it's Yaakov Achi, and then I'll kill my brother Yaakov. And the question is, why did Esav specifically connect that he's going to get his opportunity to kill Yaakov, but Yikavu Yimei Ovel Avi, when my father will pass away? So he says, the Pasuk says that Yitzchak said regarding Yaakov and Esav, V'haya Keshetayrid or Prakta Uloi. What does that mean? Says the Kliyoker, that Yitzchak Avinu said that if Chas V'Sholem, Yaakov will not learn Torah, then upraktas uloi. Even though Yitzchak said I had given Yaakov the brachas, those brachas can and will only be effective when Yaakov is learning Torah. If that's not happening, then the brachas will not be effective. So that says the Kliyoker is what he said. Esav said, Yikrvu Yimei Ovel Avi, my father will die. And once my father will die, Yaakov Avinu will not be learning Torah. If Yaakov Avinu will not learn Torah, then I will be able to prevail over him. But I did see that the Beis Yisrael, the Ger Rebbe Beis Yisrael said, but why are we saying that he can't learn Torah? He's able to learn Torah, as we're learning now. He could learn the Dvarim HaRoyim, says the Beis Yisrael. Even if he's learning Torah and he's learning the Dvarim HaRoyim, but he's not learning Torah b'simcha. And said the Beis Yisrael, learning Torah, and if you're not learning Torah b'simcha, then it's not considered that you learned Torah. So, however, the Gemara said that if he's an individual that's Rabbim Tzrichim Loi, ain't a Nimna. And certainly, says the Shach, the best example of somebody who's Rabbim Tzrichim Loi is somebody who's a Malamed Tinoikis. If a person learns with children Torah and there's no one who could substitute, the Aloch is that he's allowed to teach Torah. And the Shach says that even on the first day of the Shiva, he's allowed to teach Torah if he's the Malamed Torah to the children in the community. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Babachana Isra Bamilsa, Rabbi Babachana became an Ovel. Sava de Lailamemek Lepirka. So he thought that the proper thing is that he should not go out to give a shear. Amalei Rav Chanina. So Rav Chanina said to him, Im Ay Rabbim Tzrichim Loi, that if you're an individual that people need, Eina Nimna. And therefore, he went out to say the shear. But says the Gemara, Samar Lamukma Amarelei. In those days, when the Chachim would give a drasha, he would say it in Lashon Kodesh, that wasn't really the language that most people were familiar with. And next to him stood a Turgaman who would translate the drasha and say it out loud in a way that everybody could hear and understand. So says the Gemara, Sava l'meim l'ukmi amare alei. Amalei Rav Tanya, that the halach is uvad shlo yikru ale Turgaman. That is too much of a covid, and he is an Ovel. So as the Gemara Elahechi of it, exactly what should he do? Says the Gemara Kiyar Tanya, Maisu Meis Benoish Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi. Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi's son passed away. V'nichnas Beis HaMedrash, and he entered the Beis HaMedrash. V'nichnas Rav Chanani Ben Akavya, V'yoshe B'tzidoi. V'loch Hu L'Rav Chanani Ben Akavya. He said the drasha that he wanted to say to Rav Chanani Ben Akavya. And then Rav Chanani Ben Akavya said it to the Turgman, the Turgman Ashmir L'Rabim, but he did not say it that directly to the Targuman. And the reason is because that's too much of a way of showing that you're not keeping an avelus. And therefore, since one should not act that way when he's an avelus, we do it with this change. Tana Baram, Oval, Shlosh Yom Rishonim, the Oval for the first 3 days of his avelus, Osul and Leich Tefillin. He's not allowed to wear Tefillin. Mishlishi Ve'elech, from the third day and on, Vishlishi Bechlal, Mutal Anich Tefillin, he's already allowed to put on Tefillin. In Bo, Parim Chadoshes, however, if while he's sitting the third day, Parim Chadoshes come to see him, Ein Echoylitz, he doesn't have to take off the Tefillin, Divrei Reb Elezer. That is the opinion of Reb Elezer. Reb Shua Oimer, Reb Shua says, Oval B'Shnei Yom HaRishonim, the Oval first 2 days of the Avelis, Oslo Neich Tefillin, he may not wear Tefillin, U'Mesheni Ve'elech, but after the second day, U'Mesheni B'Chlal, Mutal Neich Tefillin, he's allowed to wear Tefillin. And he continues in saying, Vim Ba Parim Chadoshes, but if people who did not see him previously come to visit him, Chayitz. So the Pasha Pshat, why does he have to take it off? Is because people who come to visit him don't know if this is the first day or not the first day of his sitting Shiva. And in order that people should not make the mistake that he's putting on tefillin when he's not supposed to put on tefillin, that's why he puts on tefillin, he takes off the tefillin. So Ritva says that there are two conditions that have to be met with this Parim Chadoshes. One is people who haven't visited this oval previously, and also it has to be individuals who are important people and that are people for whom one would have to take off, show honor. Any person that walks in is not automatically in the category of Parim Chadoshes. So we have here a double machloikis of Reb Elezer and Yeshua. Which days may one not wear tefillin? According to Belez, it's the first 2 days. According to Yeshua, it's only the first day. And the second question is, when Panim Chadoshes come, does one have to remove his tefillin? According to Belez, he does not. And according to Yeshua, he does. Ask the Gemara. I'm asking my time with Belez that the first 2 days are the days where he may not wear tefillin, says the Maor D'Ksiv, because the Pasuk says, when Moshe Rabbeinu was nifta, v'yitmu yimei b'chi avol Moshe. And the Pasuk uses yimei b'chi, which is Lashon Rabbim, which always means 2 days. Amar Rav Eina, my Talmud Rav Yeshua, that says he only may not wear tefillin 1 day, because the Pasuk says in Amos, v'achriso v'samtio keivel yochid, v'achriso kiyoy mar. Yoimar is 1 day. Rabbi Shua Nami asked the Gemara, Haksiv v'yitmu yimei. So shouldn't that clearly be an indication that it's 2 days? Amloch, Shani Moshe, the Tak of Avli. That pasuk is speaking about the patira of Moshe Rabbeinu. When Moshe Rabbeinu passed away, it was a particularly difficult time for Klal Yisrael. And therefore we can't bring a raya from that avelus to other avelus. Rabbi Leza Nami, Ksiv, but ask the Gemara, what would Rabbi Lezer do with the pasuk that we just read in Amos, Vachrisa Kiyoy Mar? Answers the Gemara, that pasuk is teaching us the Ikka Marira, the main pain of the Avelis, is Chad Yomahu, is on the first day of Avelis. But that doesn't mean that that has anything to do with Hilchus Tefillin. Amar Ula, so says the Gemara, Amar Ula Halakha Rabbi Lezer B'Chalitza, that when you're allowed to wear tefillin, you don't have to remove them when somebody comes, when Panim Chadoshes come. That it only applies to the first day. The din that an oval may not wear tefillin. Says the Gemara Iboiluhu, B'sheni, the second day, Le'ula, according to Ula, that just said that the oval does wear tefillin. But are we pastening Rabbi Yeshua on the second day? Chaylitz or ain't a chaylitz? What is going to be an halacha? Does he have to take off tefillin when the Panim Chadashas come? If we're saying that we're passing like Rabbi Yeshua is the mandama, as we said a moment ago, that says that we always take off the tefillin. On the other hand, we pass like Rabbi Elazar that there is no chaylitz. But if we want to pass like Rabbi Elazar, on the second day, Rabbi Elazar says that Ovel shouldn't wear tefillin. Tashma, Amu'ula, chaylitz u'meniach, you take off and put back on the tefillin, afilu me'yipamim, even 100 times. It's obvious that he's following, he's talking here about the second day. Because on the first day, on the third day, he followed the opinion of Rabbi Elazar that on the third day, you don't have to take off the tefillin. So he's saying that even though I'm passing like Rabbi Yeshua, that on the second day you do wear tefillin, I'm still passing that day, if you want to pass on Rabbi Yeshua, you take off the tefillin every time Panim Chadashos comes. Tanya Nami Hachi says the Gemara, so too do we learn in Braisa, Yehuda ben Tema Omer, and here again, we're obviously speaking about the second day, Yehuda ben Tema Omer, Choylet Tzumaniach, Afilu Meyipamim. You take off the tefillin even 100 times. Rava disagrees. Rava says that even on the second day, Kivin Shiniach, Shuv, in the Choylets, that he takes the opinion of Rabbi Elazar that on a day that you wear tefillin, you don't have to take them off, even when Panim Chadashos come. Ask the Gemara, Vaha Rava Huda Amar, isn't Rava the Mandam that said previously, the Halacha Ketana Didan, the Halacha follows the opinion of the Braisa, Dama Shloshim, that the Halacha is that the first 3 days of Avelis are the primary days of Avelis. So why would Rava agree that tefillin could be put on the second day, just they have to be removed when somebody comes? Rava, as we said, follows the opinion that we learned in the Mishnah, that the primary Avelis is 3 days. Answers the Gemara, Mitzvah Shani. Yes, the primary of Mitzvah of Avelis, according to Rava, is the first 3 days. But here we're not talking about Avelis. Here we're talking about the mitzvah of putting on tefillin. And when it comes to the mitzvah of putting on tefillin, that's a mitzvah that we're all obligated to do, and we're not so quick to take away that mitzvah, and the halacha is therefore that the ovel should take off the tefillin. The halacha is that the ovel should put on tefillin ready on the second day. There is an interesting machloikas hapoiskim. When do we say, for what is considered the first day? Is the first day the day of the Ptira? But sometimes the day of the Ptira is not the day of the Kfura. And the question therefore would be, if the day of the Ptira and the Kfura are not the same day, and is there a chiv of putting on tefillin on the day of the Kfura if it's not the first day of Avelis? Some say that the day of the Kfura is like the first day. Some say if the day of the Kfura is not the day of death, it's not the first day. And some say that after the Kfura, tefillin should be put on, but a bracha should not be recited. Says the Gemara Tanna Rabbanan, Ovel Shlosh Yomer Rishonim, an ovel during the first 3 days of his Avelis, Osu B'Malacha, he may not do Malacha, Vafilu, Oni Amispanis Menatztoka, that the individual is in such a situation that he only could survive with tzedaka, the halacha is he shouldn't do melacha. What it means is he should preferably take tzedaka rather than doing melacha. Mikav ve'eluch, after the first 3 days, but oisa b'tzinim b'toich b'esoy. A person could do melacha, but it only may be done in the privacy of his home. Ve'isha, and a woman, Tava Bepelach, she could do sewing, also in the privacy of B'toich Pesach, only in the privacy of her home, but one should not violate doing the Malacha. There's a very interesting Machloikas Hapoiskim. Here we're saying that during the first 3 days, we could maybe be a little, after the first 3 days, if a person is desperate, he's living off tzedakah, we could maybe be a little more lenient. So the Paiskim discuss, do we apply here also the concept that we've discussed a number of times in Amasechta? Do we say Mixes Ayoyim Kikuloi, and as soon as the third day begins, we could be more lenient, or we don't say Mixes Ayoyim Kikuloi. Tanabonim, Oval Shlosh Yom Rishonim, the Oval for the first 3 days, Eina Hoylich Lebeis Oval. He doesn't go visit other Aveilim. Mikan Veilich, after the first 3 days, Hoylich, he could go to the place where other Aveilim are sitting. However, Eina Yoshev B'Mokim HaMenachmim, when he goes to visit such a home, he doesn't sit where the people who are visiting the Aveilim sit. Ella B'Mokim HaMenachmim, he sits together with the other people who are sitting Shiva. The Paiskim do, however, say that Rachmana Litzlan, even though we're being so machmer, then Ovel should not leave his home, especially during the first 3 days of Shiva. But if somebody becomes an Ovel again during the first 3 days of a Shiva, that the halacha of Aninus applies, and not only does the halacha of Aninus apply, but during he could go to the Levaya of the day of the during that time. And here too, there's a similar machloikus that we learned a moment ago. When we count these 3 days, then Ovel should not go out during the first 3 days. Do we say Mixes Ayoyim Kikuloi, or do we not say Mixes Ayoyim Kikuloi? Tana Rabbanan, says the Gemara, Ovel Shlosh Yom Rishonim, an Ovel during the first 3 days of his Avelis, Asa B'Shel Shalom. Asa B'Shel Shalom is that he's not to in any way greet anybody, or he should not respond if somebody greets him. And the Paiskim say that what's included in these halachas is also that he should not be holding a child, because when somebody holds a child, it also brings to a lack of that tsar and a lack of that seriousness that this person is supposed to feel. The Mechachmas Adam says a very interesting vart. He says during the first 3 days after a nifter is nifter, the neshama and the guf of the nifter are not totally disconnected. Only after, and the neshama of that nifter keeps on coming back to that guf. Only after 3 days, where the neshama realizes that they've been separated, this neshama and the guf, that's when the status of the avelus changes. The reason he's not allowed to say shalom is because he is not in a status of shalom. And a person who's not in the status of shalom cannot be speaking about shalom. And therefore, he shouldn't say shalom during the first 3 days, or even respond for shalom. Mishloishiv at Shiva, from the third day of the Shiva till the end of the Shiva, Meshiv. If somebody gives him shalom, he could be responsive, but ain't a shoyl. He's not supposed to initiate. Mikan ve'elich, after the Shiva, shoyl meshiv kedarkoi, he can answer whatever he has to answer. So of course, a person should not be greeted during the entire Shiva, but if somebody greeted him, then he has to answer. The Rishash asks, why does it have to say that after the Shiva, Shoyl Meshiv Kedarkoi? If he's allowed to be a Shoyl, then he's certainly allowed to be a Meshiv. We've been learning, and we notice halacha in other places as well, that the halacha is that the halacha is always more lenient regarding Meshiv versus Shalom. So Rishash says that the halacha is that when somebody, and this is a halacha that's brought down in the Shulchan Aruch, in Yerideya, Simen Kuf Mem Ches Sif Yud, and Simen Resh Mem Bei Sif Taz Zayin. When somebody greets you, you have to greet him more than he greeted you. So if somebody, for example, says to you, good morning, you have to respond to him, have a good morning and have a good day. So the halacha is that an oval, even when the Gemara just taught us that the Ovel is Meshiv Kedarkoi, there's a lot to respond, he's only allowed to respond to the same level that was spoken to him. So somebody said Shalom Aleichem to him, he could say back Aleichem Shalom. But he can't say more than that. But here says the Rishash, the Gemara is teaching us that during the Shiva, all he could do is say Aleichem Shalom. After the Shiva, if somebody says Shalom Aleichem, he could do as the Shulchan Aruch says, he could even add more than he was said to him. However, there's a very interesting discussion amongst the Paiskim. If one is doing the Shiva and he's saying, and it's Friday night, does he say Shalom Aleichem Friday night? So I saw the Sefer Daf El Adaf suggest that an Oval, we're learning throughout the entire Shiva, is not supposed to start initiating a Shalom Aleichem. And therefore, and we also learned that Avelis Pitzina applies on Shabbos as well. That's why he suggests that during Shabbos of the Shiva, a novel, Rachman Slon, should not say Shalom Aleichem Friday night. Shlosh Yom Rishonim, so we learned in the Braisa, during the first 3 days of the Avelis, also Mishael Shalom. V'tanya, asked the Gemara, we learned in the Braisa, Maisu Maisu Banav Shal Rekiva. Rekiva's children, sons, passed away. V'nichnasu Kol Yisrael, V'spidu Hesped Godel. And all of Kol Yisrael came in and said a hesped on them. B'shas P'tirosam, as they were leaving from that hesped, Omer Rebbe Kiva al-Safsul Godel Omer. Rebbe Kiva got up on a bench and he said, Achenu Beis Yisrael Shemu. My brothers, hear to what I say. Afilu Bonim V'chasanim Menuchem Ho. Shnei Bonim Chasanim. Even if I was burying two sons who are chasanim, who were married, Menuchem Ho, I am consoled because the tremendous covet you accorded me. V'mishvil Akiva Basam, if you came because of Akiva, Harekama Akiva Bishuk. There are many people equal to me, he said in the street. Ella Kachamartam, Tyrus El Kiv Belibai. You're honoring my Torah. Koshkein Secharkim Kafel. You should be all, get schar, should all be rewarded for the cover that you afforded me. So we see that Rabbi Kiva, even though it was at the beginning of the Shiva, was greeting them. Says the Gemara, there was different. Kvoid Rabbim Mishani. The Kvoid Rabbim is different. So there's a very interesting tshuva for a Moshe in the Shalos Tshuvos Igros Moshe Aruchaim Chelik Dalid Simen Mem Oisyon Aleph. The discussion that he has is, can one fulfill the mitzvah of Nicham Avelim over the phone? So he says that in Nicham Avelim, there are two aspects. One aspect is that the person, Rachman Otzlan, who's sitting Shiva, should be consoled. And the second is L'toivus HaMeis, that the mace has, it's a benefit for the mace when people come and a Menachem Avel. So Ramosha says, the part of the Shiva that one is trying to make the people who are sitting Shiva feel better, that you could do over the phone. But the part that you're supposed to say, you're supposed to come and where the mace was, that you can't do over the phone. That you're supposed to do coming here. And he says that one of his rayas is Al Gemara. He says that Rabbi Kiva said that I am consoled because of the covenant you did for these people who were nifter. So we see, says Rav Moshe, that an aspect of the Tanchumim is speaking and for covered for the mace who was nifter, and that covered for the mace is only fulfilled by coming to the house of the Avelim. We learned in the Braisa, Mishloi Shivat Shiva, from the third day of the Shiva until the seventh day of the Shiva, Meshiv, the oval is allowed to respond, Ve'ena Shoyl, but he's not allowed to greet anybody. Mekava Eilach, Shoyl Meshiv Kedarkoi. So we see that it says here that after the Shiva, he could initiate saying Shalom. Ask the Gemara, Verminu, the Braisa teaches us, Hamoitzis Chavera Oval B'Toch Shloshim Yomim. If you meet somebody who's an Oval and it's within the 30 day of the Avelis, Medabit Tanchumim, you could still be Menachemim. Ve'en Shoyl B'Sholem, but you're not supposed to greet him with Sholem. Lach Shloshim Yomim, after the Shloshim, Shoyl B'Sholem, you could greet him. Ve'en Medabit Tanchumai. The Avelis is over, and since the Avelis is over, you don't greet him with Sholem. Meisa ishtoi v'nasa isha acheres. If he got married and he got married to another woman within the 30 days, and of course the Rishonim discuss how was he allowed to marry a woman, get remarried so quickly. So the Pasha Pshat is that he has children and he has no one that could take care of those children. And therefore, he's allowed to get remarried immediately. Another, says the Gemara, Beis Ish of Anasa Ish Acheris, he got remarried. You're not allowed to walk into his house where his new wife is, to console him. Matzah b'shuk, but if he finds him in the street where he is no other, where his wife is not there, he speaks to him quietly. He can mention his previous wife. So we see from here that during the shloshim, we have to be machmer. And the Braisa says that after the Shiva, we could already greet him. Answers the Gemara, Amar of Eidu b'Acherim. Hu shayl b'shem Acherim. What we learned that after the Shiva is that he's allowed to greet others. Acherim, shiloim b'shalom. Because they aren't Avelim. Acherim, ain't a shalom b'shloimai. But during the Shloshim, that other people are not agreed, may not greet him, because since he's still in the Shloshim, who ain't a shari b'shalom, and therefore he should not be greeted. Ask the Gemara for Hamidik Tani, but let's understand what did the Braisa say. The Braisa says Meshiv. Meshiv means Mechlal the Shalinele, that they did greet him. So why do we say that because he's an Avelis, he may not be greeted? Answers the Gemara, we're speaking about a situation, the Loyadi, that they didn't know that he was an Avel. So if they didn't know he's an Avel, once the first 3 days of Avelis passed, he's allowed to respond. Yachi asked the Gemara, if we're saying that Meshiv means that he's responding to people who are not aware that he's an Avel, Hasum Nami, then we should always be allowed to respond. Answers the Gemara, Hasum, during the first 3 days, answers the Gemara, Hasam, during the first 3 days of the Avelis, Maidalahu, he should notify them that he's a Avol, V'loy Mahadalahu, and not respond. Hacha, but afterwards, Loy Tzarech Leidinu, he doesn't have to notify them, he could just respond with Shalom. For a minute, ask the Gemara, the Braisa says, Hamaitzi Chaver Avol, B'toich Shnei Masa Chaydush, if somebody meets somebody else who's an Avol, and it's still within 12 months of the Avelos, medabi ma'itan chumim, he could be menachem Avol him, v'enish shayl b'shloimai. Lach shnei ma'asa chaydish, after the 12 months, shayl b'shloimai, he greets him, v'enish medabi ten chumim. After 12 months passed, he's no longer in the category of an Avol. Ava medabi ma'amin etzad. He doesn't say, he could be menachem him, but not in a full-fledged way. So here we see that there's a mitzvah of tanchumim even after the Shiva, because we see from here that the tanchumim go on even for a year. The Meiri, however, says that there's a difference, that during the Shiva, there's a mitzvah, there's an obligation to do the mitzvah of nichum aveilim. After that, there's no mitzvah, just one may do so. Others disagree and say that certainly during the Shloshim and other relatives and on parents the whole year, there's a mitzvah of Tanchumim that goes for the whole year. Davi Mai Mitzad, so Rashi explains that he doesn't mention the name of the person who was Nifter. He just says Tisnachim. From here we see, say the Paiskim, Rabbi Yosha discusses this, that it may be most appropriate that when somebody comes to be Menachem Avol, he should mention the name of the Nifter. And at the very least, when somebody comes to be Menachem Avol, somebody, he should speak about the person who passed away. Hamaitzis Chaveri, Avol Achish Neymasa Chaydish, Redama, Omer Rameyer, says Rameyer, Hamaitzis Chaveri, Avol Achish Neymasa Chaydish, if somebody meets somebody after 12 months of the Shiva, umedabi my tanchumim, and he speaks to him tanchumim, l'mahu daima, how does the halacha look at that situation? L'adam sh'nishbar rag l'v'chaysa. Somebody who had a broken leg, and it healed. Matzah roifei, and the doctor who healed him comes and tells him, klach etzli, come to see me, shani shoyva verpeno. I'll break it again and heal it. Kadei shetayda shesamonim shaliyofa, that you should know what an expert doctor I am. And therefore he says that it's not appropriate. Gozer al ames, shetishtakach min alev. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a world that people begin to forget, and we shouldn't remind them of the avelis. But what do we see? That even after 30 days, one shouldn't greet him. And the Brisa said before that after 30 days, we may greet. Answers the Gemara, loy kasha. Haba ava v'imoy, by parent that the avelis goes to 12 months, haba shakraivim. We learned in the Brisa that after 12 months, we speak to tachumim and asad. Ask the Gemara, hasam nami, by other relatives, yidavet tachumim min asad. Even though the shloshim is over, you should be allowed to do tanchumim min atzad. Answers the Gemara in Hachinami. Omai ainam adabim tanchumim. When it said ainam adabim tanchumim, it means you shouldn't be menachem ovel him in the regular fashion. Kedarkoi. Al adabim oi min atzad, you are allowed to be menachem ovel from the tzad. Nowadays, the Aruch HaShulchan says, our minig is that we don't say tisnachem by other relatives after the shloshim. So we see over here that the halach is as follows. By avelus on other relatives, you could say divrei tanchumim until the shloshim, afterwards not. By a parent on 12 months, after 12 months not. At best, maybe tisnachem ben asad. When somebody, rechman son, is an ovel on his wife, if he remarried, then he should not say anything in front of the new wife about the previous wife. Regarding Shayla Shalom, the halacha is during the first 3 days, one is Ovel is not allowed to say Shalom, and if somebody said Shalom to him, he should notify them that he's an Ovel, and that's why he can't respond. From 3 days to 7 days, that once the Ovel should not initiate Shalom, but if somebody said Shalom to him, he could respond. From Shiva to Shloshim, the Ovel could say Shalom to others, but others should not say Shalom to the Ovel. After Shloshim, by other Avelim, by other relatives, he's like a regular person. He could greet and respond. By a parent, the halacha is that he should not greet, but he may respond. And after 12 months, everything goes back to the way it was. But Ritva already says that in his time, the people were not so makbid about Sheil Shalom. And he says, the words of Ritva about Avanaseinu, Bedor Hazeh Einen Nosharim, Hashem Barachmov Yechap Avanaseinu. The Ramah says that in Shin Pei Hei, Sif Aleph, he says that we're more makel b'zman hazeh, because b'zman hazeh, what we do in terms of greeting people, is not considered the full-fledged shalom. The Shach, however, does say that even if we're lenient, we should not be lenient during the shloshim. The Rabbi says that what the Ramah means to say is, he says about regarding saying good morning. Saying good morning is not considered saying shalom, and therefore we could be more lenient. But saying a full-fledged shalom aleichem, the Gemara taught us the halachas, which we should follow.